Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over WMFO and 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. And also on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on the Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring new music, top hits. I'm sorry. That was last week. We're featuring gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. And you know, there's a possibility I might do another program with gospel, Afro-Caribbean, Hispanic flavor. I have pulled out so much music, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it all on today. And I don't want to put it back without playing. So maybe we'll do another program. We'll see as we move along how far we'll go. Okay, let's go back and see what we played on this last set. We heard Bishop Donald Malloy with the Nigerian chant, Holy Spirit. Brian Andrew Wilson with Stand By Me. T.W. with When You Praise. Jonathan Nelson and Sonny Badu with Baba O. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton follow with Come As You Are. We pray you have come to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some material to let you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And you can receive that material free of charge by calling me at 1-855-915-WMFO while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message. You need to call me now before 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. I'll be here. And like I said, that number is 1-855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. And we conclude this last set with Israel and New Breed, along with T-Bone and Te Amo. 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., we are planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And we want God's faith. We want you to put your faith in Him so He can work in your behalf. But we're also going to fulfill our role as believers in Christ, interceding and praying with you or praising God with you for what He's done and what you would like Him to do in your life. 1-855-915-WMFO for your prayer requests or your praise reports. Jonathan Butler coming back along with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And this is Coming Back here on Sounds of Praise.
Sky will open. We'll see Him coming in the clouds. Yes, from every nation, every knee is gonna bow down. And on that day, we'll rise together. When we hear the trumpet sound, we'll be with Him forever. Oh yeah, yeah. I say, whoa. Every knee is gonna bow down. And on that day, we'll rise together. When we hear that trumpet sound, we'll be with Him forever. Any day now, He's coming. Any day, yeah.
Coming back.
He's coming back for me.
It won't be long.
He's coming.
Won't be long now.
He's coming back to me. Any day now. He's coming. Any day, yeah.
Coming back to me.
He's coming back to me.
It won't be long.
It's 7:17 here on WFO in Medford, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. It's not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams, and this is the prayer. And they're going to be followed by Timothy Figueroa and Pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Faith, so will be.
Okay, 727 here on Sounds of Praise is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for Michelle of Medford. She's having some problems with her back, and that's going to be worked on by the doctors in the near future. Also having some problems with her eyes, and we're praying that God's going to minister in that area as well. And she still would like us to pray that God would deliver her from smoking. Michelle of Medford having problems with her back, her eyes, and that God would continue to work in her life and deliver her from smoking. Praying for a good friend of mine, Ann. Ann had two aunts who passed away recently, and we're praying that God's going to minister in her life and as well as in the life of her family. Ann, who lost two aunts, passed away very close to each other at the same time. We're praying for the Haynes family. Haynes family lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to minister in their life. The Haynes family who lost a loved one, that God would minister in their behalf. We're praying for the Hines. They are newlyweds. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their life. And we're also going to pray for, for Elena and Spencer. They have a new daughter. We're praying God's going to minister powerfully in their behalf. We have two individuals, AC and DA. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their behalf if they give their they would give their life to the Lord so that God could work powerfully in their behalf. AC and DA. And then there is ST. ST is going through cancer treatment. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her behalf. ST going through cancer treatments. And they also have a cousin who is undergoing surgery. ST going through cancer treatments and a cousin who is undergoing surgery. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank you, Lord, because we have someone to whom we can turn. Not only do we have a sympathetic ear, but we have one who can minister powerfully in our lives in these various situations, which are above and beyond our ability to handle on our own. But we know that you have the answer to every situation. Nothing is too hard for you. You said you will provide your mercy, you will provide your grace as we look to you in faith. So we're looking to you, Lord, in behalf of Michelle of Medford, pray that you would touch her back, touch her eyes, Lord, and also give her deliverance from smoking. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and so therefore we come confidently, we come assuredly, knowing that you are going to work powerfully in her behalf. And when you bring deliverance in her life, Lord, may she be a tremendous testimony to others of the wondrous things that can be accomplished in the lives of those who place their faith and their trust in you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And from our good friend Ian, who lost two aunts recently, who passed away one right after the other, really close in time. Pray, O Lord, you would minister mightily in the life of our friend, Lord, and minister powerfully in the life of her family, going through this traumatic situation where not just one but two different people have passed away recently. Pray, O Lord, you would provide the strength that they need, Lord, the deliverance that you alone can give, so they might continue on in faith. We pray, O God, that through this situation, may they draw even closer to you. And if any who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power, may they realize their time to pass on is going to come also. And may they in turn yield themselves to the living Christ who died in our behalf and rose again so that we might have his salvation. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we also pray for the Haynes family. They've lost a loved one, Lord. Pray, O God, you would minister powerfully in their behalf during this time of sorrow. Pray, O God, you would provide the strength that they need to go through these circumstances. And may you, O God, bring them out victoriously on the other side. And may many, if any who are not saved, may they come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, even through this situation. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Hines family, newlyweds, Lord, we pray, O God, you administer powerfully in their lives, Lord, as newlyweds. May they find in you the strength and the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give. Provide them with guidance and strength, Lord. And may they recognize as they yield themselves to you, you're able to accomplish all the various things and provide for each and every need so that as a family, Lord, as newlyweds, their lives will continue to speak for you and that they might be sources of encouragement and blessing to others is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And for the Wilson family who have a new daughter, we pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully in their behalf, strengthen them, encourage them, minister, Lord, to their situation, and may they continue to find the strength and the blessing that comes from being new parents. And may you encourage their hearts along the way, and may that family continue to rejoice in the birth of that new child into the world. And may they be sources of blessing and inspiration to her, so she also might follow in the path of her parents and be a child that is led by you and guided and directed by you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And for AC and DA, we pray, O Lord, you would minister powerfully in their behalf. Let the salvation gift of God flow out to them right now. May they open themselves totally to you and to your control. May they recognize, they yield themselves to you, Lord. You're able to bring about the victory that your salvation gift alone can give. And may, O God, their lives be tremendous testimonies in the days which are ahead of what can take place in the lives of those who yield themselves to you, so that other members of their family, Lord, and friends, Lord, who may be outside of your saving grace and keeping power, be one to you, even through the transformation you're able to bring about in their lives. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for ST, who's going through cancer treatments and also has a cousin who is recovering from surgery, Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in their behalf, Lord. Give them the victory, give them the strength, give them the deliverance, give them the healing, that which medicine and science can't accomplish. We pray, O Lord, you will accomplish it in their behalf, Lord. And may they recognize, O Lord, that the healing power that they receive from your hand has been through your mercy and through your love to them. And may they be sources through whom your salvation blessing might flow out into other lives as they testify of the wondrous things they've received from your hand because of your presence working powerfully in their behalf, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. I want to inform you or remind you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. So you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net, and we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you, and then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 736 here on WMFO in Medford, 737 right now, and if you just tune in, where have you been? You've been missing this great gospel music we've been bringing you with us, Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor, and now that I've reached near the end of the program, and we're not going to be able to get everything on that I have brought to the station anyway, but I was thinking about doing a second program, but I'm probably not. I think next Sunday we are scheduled to do the release of the Holy Spirit Part 3. So that's what's going to be on the schedule for next Sunday, Lord will. I did bring out a lot of music, but I think we'll hold that off for maybe some future date as far as another gospel, Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. But anyway, we're going to continue. And, oh, I'm supposed to tell you what we played this last set, aren't I? Okay. We had Israel and New Breed along with T-Bone with Te Amo. Jonathan Butler and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Coming Back. Sounds of Blackness with Ubuntu. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams with The Prayer. Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir would pray. And this is Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Patrick Dobson, and LFC, and God is for me. Amen, 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 and amen.
Follow the plan at hand he has for you. God is for me.
Stampley here on Sounds of Praise, and that was The Well. And this is New Breed and Freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Yes, I'm free today. Come on, if your voice is As we come to the close of this recording, we travel around the world, you know. I've been traveling around the world now for a good 8 years, Pastor Ann. And in my traveling, you know, I learned that you can't just be one-dimensional. You can't just go overseas with an American mentality and think that everybody's going, you know, bow to our American way and culture. I don't hear you here. You know, when you go overseas and go to a place like Japan where only 1% of the population is Christian, you've got to learn how to worship God like the Japanese do. You don't just go over there and say, you know, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, 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 you alone are my strength and my shield. To you alone doth my spirit yield. Hallelujah. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. But in Japan, you've got to sing so the Japanese can understand. You have to become all things to all men that you might save some. So in Japan, you've got to say, Tanigawa yo nakari ashita ushika no yoni Shuyo waga nata nashi anata hoshita u Anata kosu waga tete Anata kosu waga chikara. Hallelujah. That's the same in every language. Anata kosu waga nozomi wade wa shiogaku. When you go to places like Holland, in the country of Holland, there are cities like Amsterdam, The Hague, Rotterdam, and they all speak Dutch there, so you can't just go there and sing, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, dear Lord, unto me. But you've got to sing it in Dutch, and in Dutch it goes like this.
It's 7:58 here on Sounds of Praise, and the mats are in the house, getting ready for another brutal brunch. And so, therefore, I invite you to stay tuned for that. Got to put the wraps on this edition. Like I said, next Sunday we'll be back, Lord willing, with part 3 of the release of the Holy Spirit. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and weekend. The Lord see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
There's a little country called Suriname. And most of the, see, that's why nobody said anything about that, because you've never heard of that place. You're like, Sur who? Suriname. And there they speak a language called Surinamese. I'm still getting a zero here. No, it's not registering. And when you go down to Suriname, you know, there's a song that I sing, and it just simply goes, God of day, one boom, God of See, now in Suriname, they scream like we've just said something great, and y'all sitting there saying, what? We're going to try it again. God of day, one boom, God of